our audience favorite at last year's Boulder International Fringe Festival, and then went on an award-winning tour in England. We'll talk with Jim Walker, who created the show, and with Gary Grundy, who co-wrote the songs. We'll not only hear the story behind this outrageously funny and deeply poignant musical, we'll get to hear some of the music from Normal Heights on Outsources at 6:30 next Monday, October 20th at KGNU.
And it's a minute after 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Up in Nederland, we're at 93.7 FM, and we're streaming live online everywhere on the planet at kgnu.org. It's time for a classic Monday. No, I'm sorry, it's time for the Opera Box. And good evening and welcome to KGNU's Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. And with Halloween just around the corner, tonight's opera playlist features ghosts and demons, haunting characterizations enhanced by the power of music, such as this moment from Korngold's intense opera, The Dead City, where Paul is haunted by the ghost of his dead wife. Plus, we'll hear the haunted Wolf's Glen scene from Carl Maria von Weber's opera Der Freischütz, The Free Shooter, and more. Plus, we're in the middle of our fall membership drive, and I have some things to tell you about that. Now, if you scare easily, well, keep the lights on and join me for tonight's Opera Box Ghosts and Demons program.
Thank you.
That's Die Tote Stadt, The Dead City by Eric Wolfgang Korngold, who, as everyone knows, later became the great film composer here in the United States. In the city of Bruges, Paul has met a young woman dancer who looks identically like his dead wife. And after the young woman visits him, he sinks emotionally exhausted into a chair. And the jealous ghost of his wife appears, accusing him of being unfaithful. We heard Carol Neblett as the ghost of Marie and René Kolo as Paul, with Eric Leinsdorf conducting the Munich Radio Orchestra. Well, we're coming up on 9.5 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. And, you know, we're right in the middle now of the KGNU Fall Membership Drive. And we've got some interesting ground to cover this evening. Of course, I've got some more great music, spooky music with ghosts, demons, and witches and so forth. But before we get into that, I want to make you aware of a couple things. First of all, we have a great challenge grant for the Opera Box program. If we can raise $700 on the Opera Box program tonight, we will receive an additional $300 from a longtime listener member from Lafayette. So he's staking us to this $300 challenge if we can reach the goal of $700 this evening. And we've got our listeners, our call takers, Frank and Jennifer, out there by the phones. If you are listening right now and are a need to renew your membership, or if you want to become a member of KGNU, you want to help us make this challenge grant, call us here at 303-449-4885 and pledge a membership here at KGNU. We are community radio. We are your community radio. We've also got some other thank you gifts as well. If you call and renew or create a new membership, we've got a pair of tickets for the Boulder Opera opening concert, which is Saturday, October 18th at the Pine Street Church here in Boulder. For a pledge of $60, you will receive, as our thank you, a pair of tickets to the Pine Street Church concert here, the Boulder Opera opening concert. Did you know we have our own Boulder Opera organization? They're part of the community, just as we are part of the community, and we hope you can support them as well as supporting KGNU with your pledge of $60 by calling 303-449-4885. We also have, as a thank you, a pair of tickets to the Boulder Opera's Hansel and Gretel, which is going to be at the Broomfield Auditorium. And you have your choice of either December 11th or 13th or the 14th. For a pledge of merely $40, the basic membership pledge, you will receive, as our thank you, a pair of tickets to Hansel and Gretel. Is community radio important to you? The diversity of news and music, is that important to you? If it is important to you, then pick up the phone, give us a call at 303-449-4885 and pledge your membership right now. Jennifer and Frank are out there ready to take your calls. You can listen to other radio stations and you can hear classical music elsewhere, but the unique commentary of your classical hosts here at KGNU with the Opera Box, A Classic Monday, The Present Edge, it is a unique series of programming for classical music, which you won't get anywhere else. Your membership keeps KGNU going. It goes directly towards the costs of keeping the station going and making all this great music and news and commentary, like outsources that you just heard previously, like the Opera Box. It keeps us going here at KGNU. Help us reach that challenge grant. That's 303-449-4885. Well, our next ghost comes to us courtesy of Shakespeare, and the composer Ambroise Thomas from his opera Hamlet. There's lots of ghosts in Shakespeare plays, and the ghost of Hamlet's father in Act One has to be one of the most famous ghosts. I'm sure many of you know the story. Hamlet's father has died, and his uncle has married his mother and become king of Denmark. Well, you know, when the story begins, Hamlet's friends have been seeing this ghost during the night watch, beckoning to them. The ghost wants to talk to Hamlet. So Hamlet goes to the ramparts the next night, and when the clock strikes 12, the ghost appears to him. The ghost tells him he's the ghost of his father, and he tells Hamlet how he was murdered by his own brother, and he makes Hamlet swear to avenge his death, but to spare his mother, Gertrude. Hamlet is very moved, and in a stirring conclusion, he vows to avenge the murder. This is The Ghost from Hamlet by Ambroise Thomas.
Parle-moi. Parle-moi. Il nous fait signe. Il nous ordonne de lui céder la place.
Amis, obéissez.
Bénisse le ciel si je vous abandonne.
Éloignez-vous, Seigneur.
Assez, je ne crains rien
pour mon âme immortelle.
Éloignez-vous,
Seigneur.
Thank you.
Hamlet vows to avenge the murder of his father, and he swears to the ghost of his father to carry out the revenge. That's the ghost scene from Hamlet by Ambroise Thomas. We heard the great Thomas Hampson as Hamlet and Samuel Raimi as the ghost of Hamlet's father. Antonio de Almeida conducted the London Philharmonic here on KGNU, the Opera Box. It's 26 minutes after 7 on this Monday evening in the middle of the KGNU Fall Membership Drive. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist to really whet our appetite for Halloween, which is just around the corner. We've got an opera playlist with scenes with ghosts, witches, demons, and so forth. Coming up next, we're going to be listening to the Wolf Glen scene from Der Freischütz. But right now, I want to make you aware that we've had a couple of pledges, and we want to thank some people for calling in, getting us off to a good start. You know, we've got a challenge grant. If we can make $700 during this program, one of our longtime listeners will add an additional $300 to that total. We want to thank John Burnell from Boulder, who called in to pledge his membership, and Arlette Whalen as well, who called in. We want to say thank you to both of you for getting us off to a really good start here on the Opera Box. You know, you can find streaming radio on the internet, which just sort of plays one thing after another, but you don't get the commentary and the interesting programming that you get here at KGNU as part of the Front Range community. And we are part of the Front Range community. All of our announcers are here from the Front Range themselves. They are from the community for the community. And with your help, it is by the community. Your support keeps KGNU fresh and growing. You keep us going as well. Think about the great programming, not just the classical music programming, but the great news programming and the bluegrass and gospel and everything else that KGNU brings. Imagine if that were gone. Well, everybody that calls is automatically entered into our drawing for a trip to Iceland. And that is a great way of saying thank you for your support of KGNU. Every caller is automatically entered into that drawing, a trip for two to Iceland. We've also got some thank you tickets. If you pledge at the $60 level, you can claim a pair of tickets to the Boulder Opera opening concert. That's this Saturday, October 18th, here at the Pine Street Church in Boulder. It's a show for all ages. Here's some of Colorado's best singers interpreting the works, the operatic works of Verdi, Wagner, Puccini, etc. If you pledge during this program at the $60 level, or if you pledge at the $40 level, you can claim a pair of tickets to Hansel and Gretel by our own Boulder Opera Company, and you can choose between the December 11th, 13th, or 14th concert dates. It's based on the Brothers Grimm classic. It's a great fairy tale, beloved opera as well. Your pair of tickets to say thank you if you pledge right now at the $40 level at 303-449-4885. That's 303-449-4885. Frank and Jennifer are out there ready to take your calls, and they've been taking some calls. We want to say thank you to everybody who has already signed up either as a new or continuing member here at KGNU. By the way, feel free to tweet me at Nadel_classical. That's NADEL_classical. Or you can call me in here at the studio at 303-442-4242. Well, let's get to our next scene. One of the scariest scenes probably in all of opera. The Wolf's Glen scene from Act 2 of Der Freischütz, The Free Shooter, by Carl Maria von Faber. A free shooter is someone who can will the bullets from their gun to go wherever they want. Max, the tenor, our hero, has agreed to go to the Wolf's Glen at midnight, and you'll hear the clock strike midnight. He's going to meet with Kaspar. Kaspar, the baritone, will make free bullets for Max so that Max can win the marksman contest the next day. If he wins, he'll be allowed to marry the girl of his dreams, Agata. But Max doesn't know that this will cost him his soul. Kaspar is in league with the devil, who appears in the human form as Samuel the Wild Huntsman. It's a terrifying woodland glen. An owl is perched in a gnarled tree, silhouetted against a moonlit night. Cadaverous-looking creatures creep among the rocks. Crows sit on decaying trees, and clouds race violently across the sky. And amid this ominous scene is Kaspar, laying out a circle of stones with a skull in the middle and a small fire and cauldron with a mold for making bullets. The unearthly voices of invisible spirits are heard chanting about blood and sacrifice. A distant clock strikes 12, and the shady figure of Samuel can just be seen in the shadows. Kaspar begins a strange ritual, thrusting his hunting knife into the skull and raising it high, repeating Samuel's name 3 times. They're going to make 7 bullets. 6 will go where Max wants them to go, but unknown to Max, the 7th bullet goes where Samuel wants it to go. Max is frightened by the atmosphere, but he is resolved. There's no turning back now. Max and Kaspar huddle around the fire as Kaspar puts ingredients into the cauldron. You know, lead, mercury, broken glass from a church window, right eye of Hoopoe, left eye of Lynx. And he whispers a spell as he mixes all the ingredients. The pot begins to glow. He then pours the molten ingredients into the mold. After the first one hardens, he drops it into a pan. And he utters Samuel's name and begins a count, yelling out, "Eins! One!" And his voice echoes throughout the glen. As he counts each bullet, crows swarm, clouds sweep across the sky, invisible galloping can be heard, dogs bark, and horses neigh in the night, and the ghosts of the dead and damned hover and chant. With each bullet, a storm builds, and is more and more violent, so that eventually, at the 7th bullet, Samuel and Kaspar are blown to the ground. Max himself calls out Samuel's name, and he replies in his icy voice, "I am here." Max falls to the ground, and Samuel disappears. Suddenly, all is calm and quiet, and the distant clock strikes 1. As Max staggers to his feet. The opera was composed in 1820, but even today, it is spooky and effective. The Wolf's Glen scene from Der Freischütz.
Freude frisst, sie abgelaufen ist.
Morgen!
Verlänge sie noch einmal mir.
Nein!
Ich bringe euer Opfer dir.
Hilfe!
Mein Tagsel, der Bart, ihr, der noch nie dein gutes Reich betrat.
Was sein Begehr?
Freigügel sind's auf die der Hoffnung baut.
Sechs treffen, sieben öffnen.
Die siebente sei neu aus seinem Ohr. Denk sie nach einem Blatt, dies wird in der Verzweiflung ein. Dir allein.
Was findet sich?
Doch schenkst du Frist und wieder auf drei Jahr bring ich sie dir zur Leute nach.
Es sei
bedient. Gesegne Samuel. Er hat mir warm gemacht. Aber wo bleibt Max? Sollte er wortbrüchig werden? Samuel, hilf!
Endlich, Kamerad! Ist das auch recht, mich so allein zu lassen? Siehst du nicht, wie mir sauer wird?
Ich schoss den Adler aus hoher Luft. Ich kann nicht rückwärts. Mein Schicksal ruft.
Komm doch, die Zeit eilt!
Ich kann nicht hinab!
Hasenherz, klimmst ja sonst wie eine Gänse!
Sieh dorthin, sieh!
zurück!
Hilf, Samuel!
Alberne Fratzen! Sieh noch einmal hin, damit du die Folgen deiner feigen Torheit erkennst!
Agathe, sie springen in den Fluss! Hinab, hinab, ich muss! Agathe, sie springt in den Fluss! Agathe, hinab, ich muss! Hinab, ich muss! Hinab, ich muss!
Ich denke wohl auch. Hier bin ich. Was habe ich zu tun?
Zuerst trink einmal. Die Nachtluft ist kühl und feucht. Was du auch hören und sehen magst, verhalte dich ruhig. Käme vielleicht ein Unbekannter uns zu helfen. Was kümmert's dich?
Wie wird das enden?
Nicht ohne Widerstand schenken verborgene Naturen den Sterblichen ihre Schätze. Nur wenn du mich selbst in Not siehst, dann komm mir zu Hilfe und rufe, was ich rufen werde. Sonst sind wir beide verloren. Die Augenblicke sind kostbar. Merk auf, damit du die Kunst lernst. Hier erst das Blei. Etwas gestoßenes Glas von zerbrochenen Kirchenfenstern. Das findet sich. Etwas Quecksilber. Drei Kugeln, die schon einmal getroffen. Das rechte Auge eines Wiederhopfs. Das linke eines Luchses. Probatum est. Und nun den Kugelsegen. Schütze, der im Dunkeln wacht. Samuel, Samuel, hab Acht. Steh mir bei in dieser Nacht, bis der Zauber ist vollbracht. Salbe mir so Kraut als Blei. Segne es 7, 9 und 3. Dass die Kugel tüchtig sei. Samuel! Samuel! Herbei!
Zwei.
Wille!
The Wolf's Glen scene from Der Freischütz, The Free Shooter, by Carl Maria von Faber. And we heard the tenor Peter Schreier as Max, baritone Theo Adam as Kaspar, and the actor Gerard Paul was the voice of Samuel. Carlos Kleiber conducted the Dresden State Orchestra. Well, it's about 8.5 minutes before 8 o'clock on the Opera Box here at KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist of operatic scenes with ghosts and demons and witches. Just whetting our appetite for Halloween, which is just around the corner. And also be listening at the next hour, 8 to 10 o'clock, for A Classic Monday. I'll be your host with a playlist of music that will challenge us to hear, to see with our ears. I'll tell you what I mean about that in the next program. We also want to say thank you to John Weiner, who called in during the music break, and he pledged an additional contribution. He says that he just wants to show his appreciation for my work here and for the Opera Box. Thank you very much, John, for your membership and for your additional pledge. Remember, we've just got about 8 minutes now, 7.5 minutes. We've got a challenge. If we reach our goal of $700, we will receive an additional $300 on top of your contributions. And it is you that keeps KGNU fresh and alive and growing, bringing you the variety of music and commentary and news you don't get anywhere else along the Front Range. It's unique to KGNU. We have some thank you gifts available as well. If you pledge at the $40 level, you will be eligible for a pair of tickets to the Boulder Opera Hansel and Gretel performance as our way of saying thank you. And you have your choice of December 11th, 13th, or 14th. That's at the Broomfield Auditorium. And for a $60 pledge, you can get a pair of tickets as our thank you to opening night of Boulder Opera here at Pine Street Church. That's this Saturday, October 18th at 7 o'clock at the Pine Street Church. Just our way and their way of saying thank you for supporting the arts here in Boulder, and thanks for supporting KGNU. If you have a taste for other kinds of music, we've got digital downloads that are available. And Frank and Jennifer are on the phones, and they can tell you more about what your options are there. Please help us make this goal of $700 in the next 6 minutes. And thank you for supporting KGNU and community radio. I'm going to conclude tonight's Halloween playlist with the witch scene from another Shakespeare-inspired opera, Macbeth, as interpreted by Giuseppe Verdi. You probably are familiar with the story of Macbeth and his ambitious wife and how they murdered innocent rivals so that Macbeth may become king of Scotland. Well, by the end of Act Two, Macbeth has been visited by the ghost of Banquo, his one-time friend whom Macbeth murdered. In Act 3, Macbeth goes to the witch's cave. They predicted his becoming king in Act One of the opera. The witches are gathered around a cauldron in their dark cave. They conjure up three apparitions for him. The first advises him to beware of Macduff. The second apparition tells him that he cannot be harmed by a man, quote, born of woman. And the third says he cannot be conquered until Birnam Wood marches against him. They then let Macbeth see the spirits of eight future kings of Scotland, all descendants of Banquo, whose son is still a threat to Macbeth's throne. Although anxious, Macbeth remains confident in his ability to assert his power. The witches scene from Act Three of Macbeth by Giuseppe Verdi.
In cappelli, silenti m'attendete. Che fate voi, misteriose donne?
Un'ombra senza nome.
Per quest'opera infernale vi scongiuro, ch'io sappia il mio destino. Se c'è la terra, dovesse ricavare l'antica guerra.
Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have this evening for the witches scene from Macbeth. We heard Giuseppe Altomare as Macbeth with the Marciano Philharmonic. It's just coming up on a minute after 8 o'clock this evening, which means it's time for a Classic Monday here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online live at kgnu.org. It's time for a Classic Monday. And a pleasant Monday evening again, everyone. Welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm Ron Nadell, your host. And tonight I have a playlist that will make us see with our ears and fire our imaginations. To begin with, we're going to listen to William Walton's suite from the music for the film of Shakespeare's play Henry V. Then we'll hear Symphony No. 7, Symphonia Antarctica, of Ralph Vaughan Williams, which is derived from his music for the documentary film Scott of the Antarctic. Both works achieve what I think radio does best: actively engage our minds. I'll tell you all about these two great compositions, one illustrating the ambitious Henry V, the other taking us on an orchestral journey pitting man against nature. During the show, feel free to tweet me at Nadel_classical, at Nadel_classical. Join me for tonight's Classic Monday program. Three and a half minutes after 8 on this Monday evening here on a Classic Monday on KGNU, and we're in the middle of our fall membership drive, as you probably heard in during the Opera Box program previously. Is classical music important to you? You probably hear on the news and you probably read online and in the papers, there's this ongoing discussion throughout the internet and elsewhere: is classical music going to survive this digital age? With downloads and with so much television and cable and streaming media competing for people's time and attention, does classical music have a chance? You hear that classical music sales are declining. Where can you go for classical music? Well, right here at KGNU. And you can support the classical music here at KGNU. You know, our Monday night programming with the Opera Box and A Classic Monday and The Present Edge, which brings you this wide variety of classical music and commentary you just can't get anywhere else.